is Owen Schroyer.
All right, I wanted to give Jay a chance here. We had a connection issue, but I've been told he's back. Jay, get another shot. In Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I wanted to come off the Bluetooth. So anyway, I was thinking, I sent you a message on your X there. I watch a lot of you. I listen to you guys 10 hours a day. I buy all your products. I just got the Rider coin and the twin pack of those methyl drive and all that stuff. And I'm a truck driver. And the bottom line is, alongside the road, they got all the grass being cut, you know? So you take all these homeless people and you put them inside a camp and you give them a bunch of water and you get them sober or clean a little bit, and you tell them if you want to eat good, it'd be real simple. You tell them they're going to be sheep herders or goat herders, and they'll eat all the weeds and all the grass and all the Chinese stuff alongside the road, and you can fatten up the sheep and you can feed the people of the world, you know, of America. And that was just a kind of a thought. And the other thing was, I listen a lot also after you guys are done, after 10 hours, I listen to that X-22. And basically he's saying that you got to get the judiciary, you know, control of the judiciary, the judges, you know, because right now if you was to prosecute any of these villains, you know, they're all going to get off the hook, because there's so many judges that are left-wing judges that, you know, nothing will happen. So,
let me respond to this quickly. How can I say this? And I'm not trying to be rude to anybody or my sources or anything. But the Trump administration is trying to quell this Epstein drama, obviously. And basically, what you just brought up is one of the things, one of the talking points that's kind of being pushed out there into other people in the media to say, hey, you know, the problem is the judges. The other one is they just want everything blamed on Pam Bondi. So it's like these are the two things that are like, hey, you know, let's corral this Epstein narrative. Let's put it on the judges. Let's put it on Bondi, which may or may not be fair. But to me, it's not the time for excuses. It's a time for action. So if that's going to be the problem, then expose it. Just like they did in the request for the grand jury testimony. Okay, the judge said no. All right, so now people look at the judge and they say, why is the judge blocking it? We send criminal referrals to Pam Bondi's desk. People say, well, okay, why isn't Pam Bondi doing anything? So it's like, I'm not going to do what the White House wants me to do. Like, I'm like a trained dog or something. But, yeah, I mean, if you start taking action and Bondi doesn't follow up, or you start taking action and judges block you, then, yeah, we can sit here and say, look, a judge blocked the grand jury testimony. Look, we sent the criminal referrals to Pam Bondi's desk. She's done nothing with it. We don't even know where her desk is, apparently. But when it's like, when you're trying to do this damage control and you're sending out the messaging like, hey, you know, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Say this, do this. It's like, no, that's not how this is going to go. That's not how this is going to go. And these are all self-inflicted wounds. So it's like, and I see all these people attacking anybody that's trying to cover the Epstein thing or it's made a big case of it in the last couple of weeks. It's like, you're getting attacked now. And it's like, hold on a second. We didn't do this. We didn't campaign on the Epstein files. We are not the ones that's with the binders and that's on my desk. They did that.
Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution. You are the solution. You're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification. That is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match. And the InfoWar is everything. And you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, I want to thank Jay, a VIP member, our last caller, for plugging the products there. You know, we get a lot of truck drivers that tune in as they're hauling freight all across our great country, and they're some of our best supporters. And we thank the great truck drivers out there for supporting us, and we're glad that our supplements can help you with your long drives across the country, and they can help you as well. And right now, the buy one, get one free sale is live. While supplies last, buy one, get one free methylene blue tincture, buy one, get one free Sheila G gummies, buy one, get one free CMOS gummies. Unleash your inner warrior with the buy one, get one bombshell sale happening right now while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com, happening this week only. Grab a bottle of Shilajit gummies and get another bottle free, boosting your energy and stamina like never before. Double up on methylene blue tincture to supercharge your cognitive focus with this incredible buy one, get one free deal. And don't miss out on the ultimate CMOS gummies, also buy one, get one free, to support your immune system and overall wellness. Shop now at thealexjonesstore.com and fuel your fight for health while supplies last. We appreciate your continued support at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, let me quickly just address something with my crew on air here, guys. Do we have a guest ready to go, or do you want to just, is he ready to go? Okay, joining me now is Alex Rosen, the Predator Poacher, and every once in a while, he'll have a big bust or a big story, and he'll reach out and ask for some coverage on. Unfortunately, I mean, I would say that this is shocking, Alex, but I suppose you've dealt with this before. What happened with this bust that you want to break the news here?
Man, so it actually has not happened in Virginia Beach. We have had great success in Virginia Beach. We have two convicted pedophiles there now, Ricky Horton, Frank Grant. But you know, unfortunately, last night or yesterday, we caught an individual named Mijul Butler who admitted to. Are you still hearing me?
Yeah, we got a bit of a connection issue. The audio is good, though. So if you just want to keep talking, we can just do that and pull up your page if you just want to break the news.
Okay, no problem. So we caught an individual named Mijul Butler who was coming to meet a 13-year-old girl for sex. And When we caught him, he admitted he had a condom on him, and he also admitted to molesting a 6-year-old girl he just recently babysat. And not only that, he filmed the molestation, and it was currently on his phone. So the cops go up. We relay all the info to them. We show them the videos of him admitting to this stuff. We show them the chat logs of him coming to meet the kid. And he admits it in front of the cops, too. And they just a bunch of lady officers were like, Well, we can't seize his phone. We can't arrest him. And it was just so frustrating. And they gave me a whole spiel about how it's not protocol to seize someone's phone, which is just totally BS. And it's insane. They just cut this admitted child molester loose. And it's just nothing like I've ever seen before in that city.
Okay. I mean, you just laid out the details here. They're so shocking. It's almost like you had to hear it again. It's like, what? I mean, this is, for all the different for all the different predators that you've caught, I mean, this is about as much presentable evidence right there on the scene to law enforcement as you can get.
Right, right. I mean, this trip alone, we've been, you know, to a lot of places. I mean, we've had people arrested on way less than this guy had, even in Virginia Beach. Like the first guy we caught there, Frank Grants, he didn't even show up to meet a minor. He sent penis pictures online to who he thought was a kid. And he's facing now, he's pleaded two felony charges. But this guy comes to meet the minor. He has evidence like of condoms, and he pulled up the video for me on his phone of him doing that to the kid, and it just was not enough for the detectives and the cops. They were just like, well, it's not procedure. And then to make it even worse, when the detective came, she didn't even talk to me. She didn't even go over any of the evidence. She just talked to him for an hour and then let him get an Uber home. It was the most sickening thing I've ever seen doing this.
How old was this individual trying to meet up with the 16-year-old?
13-year-old, and he was 28.
It was 13-year-old. I'm sorry. I thought you said 16. Right. 28-year-old trying to meet with a 13-year-old, every piece of evidence that you could have right there on the scene to give to police. I mean, what's the reasoning here? How do you try to make sense of this?
I don't know. And they try to save face a few hours after we caught him, and they non-emergency dispatch told me and multiple other people who called that he was actually arrested and held on no bond. But I verified myself with the jail, and he was never booked in the jail. And they basically got a memo to just lie to the public about arresting him. So rather than just have good PR by just arresting an admitted pedophile, they'd rather just try to have good PR by just lying about arresting him. It's the most boneheaded decision-making I've ever seen. Even if they don't care about arresting him, just the optics of it are so, so dumb.
So, but did they even offer you an excuse?
No, not really. They just kind of said that we can't seize his phone based on what you have. And I feel like there was nothing I could have shown them to convince the sergeant. I mean, it was very demoralizing, especially because, you know, there was two other times in Virginia Beach where they have seized the phones. One of them, they got arrested on the spot. And I pulled up the video of us from last September of a pedo getting arrested on scene in Virginia Beach. And they're like, well, that's not relevant to this case. And I'm like, what? It's insane.
Are you going to follow up? Are you going to try to file your own criminal charges here? Or are you just going to expose the police and move to the next case?
Well, so I'm still in Virginia Beach right now. I'm actually meeting with the cops when I get off here. And due to the massive online pressure of interviews like these and just us blowing up their Twitter, they have responded and they're meeting with me later. And Internal Affairs called me at 7 a.m. today saying they're looking into the response of those officers. So
yeah,
the pressure is definitely working, and we're not giving up on this. I mean, this guy has a real life victim that he can keep victimizing.
Well, I would anticipate you're going to get some results or answers from your meeting after this. I think that that will produce something for you. Whether it results in an arrest today or not, I guess time will tell. But obviously, they're going to have to do something, whether it's just for PR or because they have to do their jobs. Something has to come of this.
Yes, and an immediate family member of the 6-year-old victim reached out to me today, and I basically gave her the case number and said to call the cops on this. And the cops have already gone to visit her, so, I mean, it's the ball's rolling, but it's only rolling because of the backlash. Like, if we didn't say anything about this guy would just be a free man for the rest of his life. And with the crimes he admitted to committing, he's absolutely facing the rest of his life in prison if Virginia Beach does their job.
Well, look, you know, anytime you need to put more pressure on these stories to get a result, we're happy to do it. And so give us an update when you got it after your meeting. But I think you're going to get something out of this. I anticipate you're going to right this wrong.
I do, too.
Wow. Crazy story. Alex Rosen from Predator Poachers on the road, as always, just doing fantastic work exposing these people, bringing them to justice. Good to hear from you again.
Absolutely. Talk soon.
All right. Wow. I'll go ahead and, you know, it's kind of like maybe it's a superstitious thing with Alex, too, because whenever he comes on the show to address something directly, like the Steak and Shake arrest, or like, hey, they didn't arrest this pedophile, we always get results on the other side. So let's see if we can continue that trend. Okay. We are going to go back to the phone lines here. And let's go to Devin in North Carolina. Devin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm right here. What's up, Owen? Happy Friday Eve, hopefully, man.
All right.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just want to tell you, man, congratulations for going through all that stuff and not spewing hatred or allowing yourself to just get caught up by the people that were trying to crucify you.
Well,
you know, in a way, because, yeah, since January 6th, the insurrection garbage, which we know was a lie. I watched it the whole time. I was supposed to be there. I'm glad I didn't go, in a way, because I wouldn't have came out maybe as well as y'all did. But I know for a fact nobody ever, all the way to Trump, never said, we're going to get violent. All the stuff that was talked about beforehand, we know what happened, Owen. Nobody showed up with vests. Nobody would have brought kids with them. You know, people came out there to argue against the decision of Joe Biden being elected, which we know was a fraud. That's why everybody came out there. That's why everybody even tuned in. But I'm just glad to have somebody like you in InfoWars out there. They are really investigative journalists, dude. I've watched you for a long time, like even back when Caitlin, I don't even remember her last name, was still a part of the team. And it's, you know, you could call it ambush journalism, whatever it is. It just kind of goes hand in hand with Alex Rosen, I believe. I don't even know his last name. I tune in.
Yes.
I don't like pedophiles. I have nieces. I have nephews. I have people that have children. I don't want those people around any of them. Pedophiles do not need to be around children. And it makes me think about, with this homeless situation, if they start moving them out of the way, like, how do you do it without violating their rights? I would say, yeah, almost like Alex does with these pedophiles when he confronts them. He doesn't violate them. He doesn't assault them, does not force them to do anything. He's just there to observe and basically get the information. And
yeah, well, what do you do? You can't criminalize being homeless. I mean, it's you can't do that. So, but at the same time, you obviously have an issue. So it's like, yeah, how do you, it's going to be difficult. I think that the goal is right. I think that the vision is right. But it's a matter of how do you do it without making it real messy.
Right, and making it just look like the Constitution doesn't really mean anything, because that's what they're trying to do anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of shred it, burn it, whatever, piss on it. Anything they can do to just destroy this country, we know that. And it's just like one thing. It's just one little card that falls. You know, that's what they want. And either way, I'm just saying, man, I'm grateful that you're still out here. I'm grateful for Harrison Smith. I'm grateful for everybody, all the way up to the top, man, that aren't better than anybody. But you just you just tell it how it is, man. And you don't ambush anybody. You just put the truth out there, your truth, your preference for the truth, whatever. But the truth. And open it up for debate. Debate's not bad, man. And that opens up lanes for understanding. You do that with people that are not Christian. They could be Jewish. They could be Muslim. I've watched InfoWars for so long. I want to say a shout out to all the truck drivers. I am a truck driver. I've been a CDL driver for 10 years. By the grace of God, no accidents. I haven't hurt anybody. I haven't been hurt. I'm just going to say this, man, of zero hour, ready hour. I don't know if you guys still do that, but all the OTR truck drivers should have that with you, especially if you're going into a deep country where you might be isolated and your truck might break down, something like that, or you might not be able to get to a convenience store. You know, I'm not trying to plug all that stuff, but the products speak for themselves, man. And everybody should, you know, look into all this. But the methylene blue is something I've been considering. I haven't tried it yet, but I've tried a lot of other supplements. A lot of great things that come out of this this program, and this is not propaganda. This is left wing and right wing. You are both welcome to come over here, and that's how I feel. I don't have a preference.
Well, I appreciate the kind words and you supporting us all these years. That's we're very appreciative of that. And you know, I was saying this in an earlier interview because somebody was commenting on a lot of the backlash that I've been getting lately for, I guess you could call it, being critical of the Trump administration. however you want to phrase it. Again, I just look at it as calling balls and strikes. I'm just doing political play-by-play. And yeah, I get these comments, and some of them are nasty, and some of them are like, you know, oh, been a fan of you forever, listen every day, can't listen anymore, what you've done to Trump, and you've turned on Trump, and all this stuff. And part of me is just sitting here thinking like, well, do I just do like a video address on this and just say, look, here's the deal? You know, I'm just calling it as I see it. I'm just doing political play-by-play. I'm the same person. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not nobody's turned on Trump. But the analogy is, it's like if you're listening to a baseball game and the team is losing and the announcer says the team's losing 4-0, it's like, do you yell at the announcer? It's like, oh, this announcer, he's turned on the team. I don't want this announcer anymore. He's bad. It's like, no, the team is losing. He's telling you the truth. And I just ultimately decided it's not even worth addressing it. But I suppose that's going to happen. I suppose people just want to hear what they want to hear. And so it is what it is. And so if you just want to hear nothing but, hey, it's the greatest thing ever, or greatest presidency ever, or best 6 months in the history of the world, you know, if you just want to hear that, then fine. You can find people out there that'll tell you that all day long, and you'll have no clue what's really going on in the world. But that's what we do here. We just present the facts as we see them. I just do political play-by-play, and we're going to continue to do that. Nothing has really changed. Let's go to Johnny in Nebraska. Johnny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, my man, how are you doing, brother? Great to finally get a chance to talk to you. Good, good. You and Harrison have been absolutely knocking it out of the park. I tell you what, it seems like ever since Trump decided to go ahead and bomb Iran, I feel like you two in particular have been spectacular. So please keep up the good work. And don't let all the brand new Trump people, you know, you and I both know, I've been here since the beginning, since you started doing this, the original Cuck Destroyer, the Cuck Slayer.
Man, you know what? It's actually funny. It's become like this, like they're like ankle biters now, where it's all like they'll accuse us of engagement farming, but then they're the ones doing the engagement farming, like constantly trying to get a response out of me. And it was kind of fun for a while. I'm over it now. But the way you describe it is, that's what's so crazy. It's like you said, it's like, man, you guys, we've been in this arena, just thinking about the Trump years. It's like, we've been in this arena since 2015. We know the playing field. We know the players. We know the game. And it's like these newcomers are coming into the ring telling us what's what. And it's like, where have you been? Who are you?
It's crazy, to be honest with you. I don't get it, man. And a lot of them seem to be more aligned with another country in particular that I won't name right now, not America. And
how you don't do the Kanye West? You're gonna do the Kanye bit?
Yeah, dude, seeing him on the show was absolutely
wild.
I'm
not gonna say what kind of doctor.
I'll tell you what, man. But I'm a VIP member. I take the Sheila G capsules real quick. I'll do a little plug. Take the Sheila G capsules. Take the Irish tea moss. I love those two in particular. Just started taking the methylene blue. I've seen a little bit of a little bit of a boost, I would say, in my overall clarity with the methylene blue. I'm a really athletic guy, 38, in pretty good shape. So, you know, I haven't seen a whole bunch of, like, crazy results with it, but I like it, so I'm going to keep taking it. But at any rate, to get back to this whole thing, main reason I called, main thing I wanted to really get at with you here is I keep hearing people say, oh, the Democrats or whoever or somebody altered this or altered that. Well, did we all forget who was the president before Joe Biden? I mean, if we're going to go back and say somebody could alter this or somebody could alter that, who was in charge of all this stuff when Epstein got arrested, when he killed himself, apparently, supposedly, right? Which no one believes, obviously, and we never will. If Trump was in charge back then, how are we just supposed to all take that and be like, well, yep, okay, that's the answer then, thanks, we'll stop talking about it now. I'll tell you what, that's never going to happen. So that's where the American people are at.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt that the Trump administration, and thank you for the call and the plug, Johnny. There's no doubt the Trump administration knows that they basically have these sycophants and cheerleaders that will do whatever they're told to do and believe whatever they're told. And so then there's this frustration when everybody won't play ball. And then the MAGA cheerleaders and the face painters and the pom-pom wavers, they see that not everybody's picking up and shaking the pom-poms, and then they get mad. It's very cult-like behavior. It just is. And, you know, It's like, I don't want to turn this into some bigger political ordeal on the right wing, but I have to observe and report to you. You start to understand a little bit what drives people to the left. You start to understand it because I have had some of the most nasty attacks on me in the last month from right wingers. From some people I thought were my friends, at least in the media landscape, professional landscape. I mean, just some of the most nasty stuff. I mean, stuff I don't even want to really talk about yet because it'll seem like it's a big deal and I don't want to make a big deal of it. But I mean, just real nasty stuff. And so you kind of go through it and experience it and you're like, wow, yeah, this is what drives people to the left. It's like, this is the toxic right wing. And there's different elements, like kind of the cultist nature with MAGA now, or the warmongering nature of celebrating death and, you know, more war all the time. And you just kind of see this and it's like, and I have friends and they tell me, they're like, now I want Republicans to lose. Like, now I want to support the Democrats. And I would never go there. But it's like, no, I get it. I understand, because people have natural tendencies. It's in the human psychology. So, yeah, somebody starts to treat you like that and get nasty like that, naturally you just say, okay, F you, I'm going to go the other way. You want to treat me like this, I'm going to go to the other team. And so it's really bad for American politics, because it does give more power to the left. And that's why I've just been so frustrated. And it really all started with the Iran strikes, and it's just kind of cascaded and gotten worse. You know, that aside from the policy disagreements, it was just sitting down, looking at the political analysis and just saying, we're going to give the midterms to the Democrats. And instead of burying the Democrat Party politically right now, which we could do, now we're going to give them a fresh tank of air. Now we're going to give them a fresh plot of land to stand on. And we're going to give them a path to victory in 2026 and 2028. And then what happens? You're fake MAGA. You're controlled opposition. You're bought and paid for. You're a liar. You're this, you're that. And it's just like, you don't get it. And now that behavior is so toxic, and that behavior is so grotesque, that you're pushing people to the left, if not even for political reasons, but you could even say for petty reasons, for retribution reasons, where they just now are against you because you've turned into the jerk. And I see it too. They'll say it to me. It's like, you've turned into a leftist. You're like, you respond like leftists now. And I'm just like, really? Because you're the ones doing name calling. You're the ones that seem to be getting offended over facts. Not me. I'm the one remaining consistent here. So, but that's just kind of like a raw, politically wonky issue. But yeah, you're going to find out probably, just like I told you, Mom Donnie is going to win the New York primaries in the Democrat Party. Yeah, I mean, all the real pollers see it. At this rate, the Democrats will take the House in the midterms. Now, maybe redistricting can save it, but I don't know. There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got methyl drive here, and we've also got power plant. Now, both of them at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out power plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the methyl drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the power plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the methyl drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
Well, American Eagle debuted their new ad campaign with Sydney Sweeney and her sweethearts and a Mustang. And their stock jumped as high as 18% at one point today. Took an upward turn. Isn't that something? Maybe we can go back. Maybe we can return. You think that's a coincidence? Sydney Sweeney sent American Eagle stock up. Did you get in on the ride? Should have seen that one coming. All right, final segment here of the InfoWars War Room. I want to thank all the callers that are plugging the store, thealexjonesstore.com, and everybody supporting us there. Thank you for doing my job and plugging the great products today. Really appreciate that. So Trump's envoy was in Tunisia, and you guys can B-roll clip 7 here. We don't need the audio. Tunisian leader shows Trump advisor images of starving Gaza children and basically is sitting there saying how unacceptable it is, the humanitarian crisis, how bad it is, what Israel and the IDF are doing over there and the dead kids and everything else. So the Trump envoy had to sit there and stare at it. Everybody saw it for the world to see. And we just continue to support Israel in this absolutely despicable, disgusting war that continues in the Gaza Strip. And now France is going the opposite direction. France will recognize Palestinian statehood, says Emmanuel Macron. Be careful. Be careful, Emmanuel. Now, I don't think Candace and Israel are allies in any way, shape, or form, but you know, maybe some people in Israel, maybe some people in that lobby, that worldwide lobby, maybe they decide to put a little more steam behind Candace Owens' Brigitte Macron situation, which that whole lawsuit is just wild, by the way. And some legal experts are telling me they think, because Candace has doubled down on it in a pretty funny way yesterday, some legal experts say that they think that she's in big trouble. I guess her lawyers are telling her a different story based off of how she responded to this. But you know, it's actually wild. It's actually pretty wild that they're suing Candace for claiming that Brigitte Macron is a man, and then there's some weird stuff in the actual filing. Well, should Michelle Obama start suing people too? What do you think that would look like? It's funny. And should there be discovery, what kind of discovery are we talking about here? I mean, there's really only one discovery that matters. And we really probably don't want to see it. I suppose there's two angles. It's the aspect of when they started to engage in a romantic relationship. But then can Candace make a request to see the equipment there in discovery? Can Candace make a request to get a peek under the hood? How else are you going to really know? I guess she could do like a blood test or something to determine. So, wow. If Brigitte wins the lawsuit, does Michelle Obama start to think about similar lawsuits? Would you like to have some discovery there? No, thank you. No, thank you. By the way, the Tesla diner, Musk's California drive-in diner, looks pretty cool, very popular. They also have all locally sourced ingredients. For considering it as a fast food place, locally sourced food, all coming from local farms, the Tesla diner, who knows, maybe coming to a city near you. Now, if Sydney Sweeney's latest American Eagle ad campaign wasn't enough to get you excited, how about a 50-foot Margot Robbie? Margot Robbie to produce and star in Tim Burton's Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. 50 feet of Margot Robbie, because 5.5 feet wasn't enough. We need 50. There you go. Let's squeeze in another call or two here. Let's go to, friend of the show, Badass Uncle Sam in Louisiana on the line. Go ahead.
Owen. Yes, sir. Thank you for not pulling any punches, brother, or other guy. I want to give you a quote from a philosopher that might give you some solace here. It says, you want to help people, you tell them the truth. If you want to help yourself, you tell them what they want to hear. So thank you for remaining true to yourself there, brother, and true to the people. You're the real deal. The real deal.
Good quote. Appreciate that. Living it in real time.
Yeah. And I want to, you brought up something about when the guy broke into Babylon. a good friend of both of ours, Matt Baker, and a good friend of his, Lady Liberty or Audra Morgan. I'm going to be posting something that she's fighting with. Our biggest child sex traffickers is our government. Those are the biggest child sex traffickers we have, and abusers. And Audra Morgan is fighting to help a woman keep her three kids at the Child Protection Services are trying to take away from her and then put them up for adoption. And it's really a heartbreaking story and completely egregious. We need some focus on this so, we can get some justice in this woman to keep her kids. There's a video of one of the gentlemen that is helping with Audra with this in front of the council there in San Diego. Then you can hear the kids just screaming and crying as the CPS is trying to drag the kids away from the mother.
Yeah, you know, that was an issue, and I know Alex has covered similar stories and issues with that in the past. It's really crazy because obviously there are cases where CPS does need to get involved, and sometimes when, you know, parents aren't good parents, you have to do something. But there's so many cases like that are just awful and heartbreaking, and they usually don't get much attention, but it does happen, unfortunately, and kids get ripped away from their parents for illegitimate reasons by CPS, and it's just heartbreaking. I can't even imagine having to go through that, but good to hear from you. Good to hear from you again. Appreciate that quote. Let's go to Sean in Minnesota. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thanks for putting Alex Rosen on and giving him a platform to speak, because that's what he's doing for children and protecting children is key to this whole ordeal. I called in regards to Tulsi Gabbard's her last question that she fielded or that she answered, and it was a reporter by the name of Charlie, and his question was, and if I may, on Jeffrey Epstein, can you rule out that he was connected in some way to any kind of intelligence, either foreign or domestic? Tulsi answered, I haven't seen any evidence or information that reflects that. If anything comes before me that changes that in any way, support the president's statement, loud and clear. If any credible evidence comes forward, he wants the American people to see it. That question, I think, is, in a way, that's the elephant in the room with the CIA. I can't overlook the fact that the information about Jeffrey Epstein and how many people are, I guess, aware and just have been informed that he has ties to an intelligence, you know, some form of intelligence, and maybe it was through Ghislaine.
Because here's the thing. How do I phrase this? They know what they're doing. They're answering these questions in a very strategic way. They know what they're doing. Oh, well, I haven't seen any evidence of him being connected to intelligence agencies. Oh, if we get credible evidence, you know. Obviously, do you think the CIA or Mossad or MI6 or whoever it is, do you think they're going to have like, oh, yeah, here's our client, Jeffrey Epstein? Like, do you think he's got an official like placard? It's like, no. Obviously, all of this stuff is done under the table. Obviously, they're not keeping records of their assets like that. So you would have to do a massive investigation to even tie any of it to Jeffrey Epstein. But when you talk to Maxwell or you talk to his co-conspirators, maybe then you can get a better idea of what was really going on. But this idea that, oh, we've got the CIA employee sheet. It's like, of course not. Oh, we've got the bank transactions. No, you operate in cash under the table. So it's just like they know what they're doing, assuming that the American people don't know any better, and most of them don't. So, yeah, you're not going to have a Jeffrey Epstein, you know, placard and lanyard and employee sheet. That's not how this stuff works. Oh, credible evidence. So why did Alex Acosta tell a reporter that Epstein was connected to intelligence agencies to leave him alone? Why did Epstein used to brag about being a Mossad asset? And of course, the big link here is Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell. So, I mean, is it credible evidence? Is it verifiable proof? You would argue no, but it's like, so that's what I'm saying. They want to play this game. It's like, oh yeah, well, we looked at the CIA's employment records and we didn't see Epstein in there, so there's nothing there. That's the game they're trying to play.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it as I just analyze it, like you said, just facts of, hey, you know, you're talking about being transparent. Well, what does transparent mean in what's your definition of transparent? And then knowing that this is going on, it's just hard to, it's just like we're stuck and we're basically held hostage. We, the people, are held hostage because of those agencies. And we can't get anywhere and open the thing up to just say, hey, here, this is what, and then now down the road, we'll see what comes out and who's held accountable and what type of, you know, what that even means to be held accountable and how it all plays out. And I'm looking at it as like, with Tulsi, I mean, if she's saying that she hasn't seen anything, that could mean that maybe the director of the CIA, John Ratcliffe, is not giving her that information. And what you just said, probably not, obviously. So I don't know if she's lying. I don't think she is. I trust her.
I think everybody knows Epstein was, I mean, you know, that's like the big joke, right? It's like everybody knows Epstein was some way connected to the intelligence agencies as probably just an undercover asset, but not a direct agent. It's like everybody knows that, but, you know, don't say it. Whoa, well, we haven't seen the evidence. Oh.
And real quick, Pam Bondi's desk. If you want to find it, maybe start at Fox News. Maybe it'll
be there. It'll be there eventually. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Sean. You know, here's another crazy thing. And every once in a while, there's a story like this. And it's like, I don't even want to say it because I just can't anymore. But it's kind of like Pizzagate. When you get into the WikiLeaks emails and you start to follow through on some of this stuff. But I mean, it's like everywhere you go on this Epstein thing, and there's like another connection. I forget the guy's name, but it was the talent agency out of Italy that brought Melania in, and eventually they met Trump. And I forget the guy's name. He's been friends with Trump, a big Italian New Yorker, friends forever. And he's got connections to Maxwell. And he's served in both Trump administrations. It's just like, what, dude, it's like, what the hell, man? And then I got this story from the crew. It's like, I can't even, it's like, I don't even want to cover this stuff. It gets so sick. This was from a story, I'll just read from the cut, from 2019. Ghislaine Maxwell's twin sisters have their own wild stories. So it goes on here towards the end of it. The Maxwell twins' husbands have truly bizarre histories, which has led observers to point out that they share Ghislaine's association with powerful and unconventional men. Christine is married to Roger Molina, an astrophysicist at the University of Texas, whose father, Frank Molina, was also a scientist. Molina, the Daily Beast reveals, hung out in California with the likes of Scientology founder Ron Hubbard and rocket engineer Jack Parsons, occultists and transhumanists. A strange echo of Jeffrey Epstein's friends in similar academic and business circles, and Isabel's romantic history might be the strangest. First, she married the son of Carl Gerassi, a scientist who invented the birth control pill. Her third husband, Al Seckel, was a con man and an optical illusionist who befriended scientists and academics despite not having a degree in those fields. Sound familiar? He co-founded a group called the Southern California Skeptics that investigated science's relationship to the paranormal. Seckel and Isabel moved to France at some point in 2010, according to reports, where they lived in a chateau and acquired thousands of Stone Age tools to sell in the U.S. That same year, Seckel hosted a scientific conference on Jeffrey Epstein's private island, where Epstein also allegedly held underage girls for sex. Presumably, the connection was Isabel's little sister, Ghislaine. Seckel died in 2015 from a rumored fall off a cliff near his home. not unlike Robert Maxwell, according to his obituary. Seckel died just a few weeks after an article in the Tablet magazine exposed his fraudulent past and his mounting debts, but the Daily Beast reports that it's not been able to find official proof of death. Isabel had to declare bankruptcy. So it's just like, you follow any one of these trails and it just gets weirder. There's like another connection to some dark institution. There's another connection to some dark individual. There's another connection to Maxwell or Epstein. And Trump. So it's like, I can understand plausible deniability. And I can also understand that in the world of the super elite, super wealthy, billionaire class, whatever, you know, you tend to run elbows with one another. You tend to run in the same circles and go to the same events. It's like a professional athlete or something. It's like, gee, well, why are these professional athletes all together? Because they're professional athletes. But it's just crazy, man. It's just totally crazy. Now, some headlines today. We really started. The Trump administration really needs to start focusing on the economy here. Electricity prices are soaring under Donald Trump. Well, I don't know if soaring is fair to say. Even the story, it's a small tick up. It's not soaring. So, I mean, they just can't stop lying. But, yeah, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average price of electricity per kilowatt hour has risen from 17 cents to 19 cents. So 6%. So, okay, soaring, like, let's calm down. But it's not going down. Why ground beef is so expensive in the United States right now? Now, that has rose 10%. So these are the things. We got to bring the price of living down. We got to bring energy costs down. These things need to be addressed. And see, that's what's so frustrating here. And I think this is what is kind of building this snowball effect, even with Epstein, even though it's a separate issue. It's like, oh, okay, well, we didn't get the Doge cuts. We don't have the economy results that we need yet. But, oh, we got Iran strikes. Oh, we got, we're fighting anti-Semitism. Well, you know, it's just like, so the stuff that we really want that's really populist, that was the MAGA agenda, it's like, we don't get that. We don't get the deep state arrest. We don't get the booming economy. We don't get the cost of living down and all the stuff. But we get the Iran strikes and we get the fighting of anti-Semitism. And it's like, we can't even get Doge cuts, but we get more funding for Ukraine. So that's just, it's like all of this stuff, it just kind of builds. And then it all ends up snowballing into the Epstein thing with the frustration, because that's just like, people feel like that's the big expose. You want to see how the deep state works. You want to see the sick criminals. You want to see the pedophile cults. You want to see the blackmail operations. You want to see the intelligence agencies work. It's like, that's what we believe. You pull the curtain on that and you understand it all. And then they have to start answering the questions. And that's what they don't want, folks. They don't want you to start answering the questions of why they would work with Jeffrey Epstein. Why they would finance Jeffrey Epstein and others like him. Or what went on in that island. They don't want you looking to win, you know. It was well-covered news. It's like they do the big report, the big reveal, and then it gets covered and nobody talks about it again. No, they have their assets, they have their agents committing crimes, and you can understand, okay, sometimes they have to drop the charges because it's part of the job when you're undercover. But I mean, folks, they catch them raping toddlers and they drop the charges. So can you even imagine? You don't even want to. You don't even want to. Here's just a horror story. At least 10 kids, some as young as 2 years old, sexually tortured with shock collars while held captive as part of an Alabama sex trafficking ring. The cops just busted up. Thank God. Fire the wood chippers up. Now. Good Lord. These poor kids. Just absolutely heinous stuff going on. All right. Let's go to Corey in Illinois. You're on the air. Corey, go ahead.
What's going on, bud? How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I was going to talk about how you saying earlier, you're catching hate from, like, your professionals, like your counterparts, people who are supposed to be MAGA and the cult and all that. Well, they better pray these QAnon retards are all right, because I have no intention of voting for J.D. Vance. I have no intention of trading out Zion Don for Zion Ron DeSantis. So he better turn this around, or people like me, who I guess is the MAGA base, I'm not a Republican, I will not vote for an incumbent. I will vote, but it will not be for an incumbent unless this gets slipped around soon.
Yeah, the well, we'll get our first idea of it in the midterms, I think. Maybe even you might get a – it's probably not reflective of what you might see in the midterms. But I do think a Mamdani victory in New York will be a little reflective of where things are headed. But, no, you're not going to be alone in that boat. And all the MAGA pom-pom waivers are just trying to ignore this or act like it's not real. And it's really strange that they could be so naive, but I guess they're basically like rookies. So you expect rookies to, have mistakes on the field. That's what happens, Corey. Thank you for the call. Let's see. How about Justin in California? You're on the air. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, so I'm under the impression that you think that everything is still in the files and they're just not releasing it? Or do you believe that they actually did, like, remove stuff and add stuff in? Or do you just think that it's all still Epstein and his clients in the videos and stuff?
Well, I'm not sure exactly the question. I'm going to try to answer it the best I can here in the last minute I have. I don't think there is no Epstein file. Let me put it like that. There is no Epstein file. Now, there's the Epstein case. There's the Epstein case files with his legal charges that they can review, whatever they have access to in there. But, you know, as far as, let's say, whatever Epstein was doing, videotaping everything, audio recording everything, that is not existent. Nobody can go grab that. Nobody can go grab that. So really all they have that they can go get is whatever is in the legal filings. That's it. And whatever Epstein was doing under the table, what we believe was work for intelligence agencies and foreign governments and the U.S. government too, that is not in any file. The DOJ cannot go grab that. The CIA might have information on that. But if there's some sort of a Epstein blackmail trove or whatever else, the videos he was recording, no, you're never going to see that. It's likely not even in the United States, and it's likely not in any official capacity with any government either.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule, it should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. You know, it's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.